Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. We're going a little bit over time, so we got to go quickly. Real quick, I will get to Nebraska's young core players that are coming back, 14 of them, on tomorrow's show. Also, I have been bombarded with texts, and people think I should pick Oregon over Ohio State. Jake just can't imagine Ryan Day winning the national championship. But because that rematch is in Eugene, and Oregon now, in my format, does not have to go through Ohio State, Georgia, Texas, because they're the number one seed. They've earned the right to have a home playoff game and a reasonable road to the championship. So I am flipping my pick to Oregon for the national championship. I kind of forgot about the home field advantage thing in that game. But let's bring on, I'm a man of the people. Also, let's bring on our special guest at this time. He's Creighton Volleyball's associate head coach, recruiting coordinator. All right, Mr. Brian Rosen. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to join me. So you have Texas coming up in the NCAA tournament. All right, you're the 2 seed, they're the 3 seed. Talk to me about playing a team like Texas. Obviously, Creighton's played a bunch of great volleyball teams over the years, but the defending national champions, talk to me about the preparation, getting ready to play the Longhorns.
Yeah, I think our team really enjoys playing against the teams with the big pedigrees, whether it's going to Nebraska or going to Louisville, and now it's just another opportunity to play a top-level team on a neutral site. And so I know our fans will support us from afar. We'll have a good parent group out here, but I just think it's awesome for us to compare ourselves with the best. We feel like we have an incredible roster this season and so much senior leadership that we feel like we can beat anybody in the country, and I think we've been able to prove that for the most part this season.
Yeah, great season so far. As I mentioned, you're a 2 seed, 31-2 overall, 18-0 in conference play, just won your 10th straight Big East Conference championship, and you won 24 consecutive matches to end the season, and you finished the year 19-0 at home. Talk to me, because, you got both Nebraska volleyball programs in the Sweet 16. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about volleyball in the state of Nebraska, in Omaha, at Creighton, and how that all feeds into what you guys are doing there at the Creighton volleyball program.
Absolutely. It's incredible. So, I'm born and raised in Florida, and I'd never left the Southeast before, and, I'd always heard about volleyball in Nebraska and knew that it was a pretty special place, but being able to experience it both at Creighton and at Nebraska, and even at the D2 level, the NAIA level, the high school and prep level. I have a daughter that plays U12 volleyball even. It's just absolutely incredible the support that volleyball gets in this state. We have news here all the way at Penn State here to support us. Obviously, you guys having us on. There are not many states that do what this state does, and it's really special. And I know it's huge for us in the recruiting for all the programs in the state to be able to bring in players from all over who want to be a part of this special community of people that support volleyball and want to come out to all of our matches and sell us out.
Yeah, at one point this year, and I don't have those stats in front of me, but there was 5 different collegiate volleyball teams, maybe 6, but there was at least 5 throughout the state of Nebraska where it was you guys, it was the Huskers, and then you had NAIA Division II that were in the top 20, and 4 of them at the time were in the top 10. All right, so Nebraska truly is a volleyball state. So talk to me a little bit about Creighton volleyball, Nebraska volleyball. Obviously, there's a bit of an in-state rivalry there. Talk to me about that rivalry, what that means to you guys, and when you get to play Nebraska every year.
Yeah, I think it's a rivalry because it's 2 incredible programs that get to play each other every year. I think there's lots of rivalries that are, whether it's one-sided because of results or one-sided because of talent. I know Nebraska has been able to come out on top a lot in this match, but it's always going to 5, it's hotly contested, it's really good volleyball, and I think what's always special about the fan bases at both places are they truly understand the game of volleyball. So, even when we're at Nebraska, when our side makes a great play, like, the fans are going to know it and cheer for it, and then when the game gets tight, the Go Big Red chants are going to start, and it's going to get loud in there. And the same in our place, they're just such knowledgeable fans, and they appreciate good volleyball, and it's really special for us as a program, and we'd love to get to the Final Four and see Nebraska on the other side. It'd be such a a cool thing for our state and for volleyball.
So Creighton volleyball has been to 3 Sweet 16s, all right, in the past 9 years, the Elite Eight, all right, as of 2016. You mentioned you want to get to the Final Four this year, but what do you feel has helped you be successful up to this point, and what do you feel you have to do in order to get to that Final Four?
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Yeah, I think we have incredible senior leadership on this team. So many seniors who have been there and done that. Even some of the new players that have come to our program, like Elise, who's won a national championship before, and you know Maddie's been in the Big Ten. They brought some fire to our team, and I just think the leadership of our team is special. Even as you know, you mentioned we kind of rolled through the Big East. I think we dropped 2 sets the entire Big East season, maybe it was 3, which is, you know, just really special for us to be dialed in and be disciplined and respect every single opponent, because we've watched so many teams around the country go 5 or lose matches against teams that they probably shouldn't. And so I think it's a testament to the players on our team who show up every single day. They work really hard. Our scout side every day in practice pushes us to get better and win sometimes in our gym. And so that's awesome to get pushed all the time in our gym as well.
Yeah, so when you guys played Nebraska earlier this year, it went to 5 sets. For those who didn't know, it was a great match. All right, you guys get past Texas. All right, let's say you get past Texas. Next, in the next round for you, would either be Marquette or Penn State. But let's say it's Penn State. You played 1 co-Big Ten champ in Nebraska earlier this year. Penn State's the other co-Big Ten champ. What's it like getting to play teams like that in this NCAA tournament, single elimination, high pressure? You know, it's got to be a lot of fun, though. What's that like?
Absolutely, and I think our team thrives in that. They're so competitive. You know, we've talked, edge has been our word all season, and some of that's like playing with an edge. Some of that is the words that the edge stands for, and then a lot of that's like playing in the edge zone. And, you know, when you get to these matches, you're there all the time. And so I think all season our team has thrived in those like end game scenarios. Even Ole Miss last week, you know, the first 2 sets were 27-27, 26-26, and our team just finds ways to win. And then when we go to the locker room and we regroup, I think we come into the locker room in the 3rd set better than any team in the country. I think we lost 1 3rd set all season. And so we really do a good job refocusing and coming out. And we never feel out of it. Even the Nebraska game down 0-2, we came out and we fought back. Louisville down 0-2, you know, we came back and fought. And so our team believes that they can beat anybody in the country and that we're better than any team in the country. We just have to come out, respond, and play great early. I think that's what we learned from the Nebraska match and the Louisville match, is we got to come out punching from the start.
All right, last couple of questions. I appreciate you taking the time. All right,
absolutely.
Recruiting, transfer portal. Is it as insane for like, you're the recruiting coordinator at Creighton. Is it as insane for volleyball as it is for other sports, or at least it appears to be for other sports?
I would say the difference in our sport and others are the kids that are going to like 4 schools at a time. You know, I was watching the Final Four for men's basketball last year, and there are multiple players who are on their like 4th school. Thankfully, in our sport, that hasn't been a thing. Like most kids, you know, if they're not getting the experience they want, they transfer once and finish their careers there. And so that's been a more positive to our sport. But the transfer portal is big. I mean, it's going to get close to 1,000 people on it here soon, and it just opened about a week ago. So there is, you know, a lot of people looking for different places. I think the obviously the money is different in our sport compared to a football or a basketball, but it's starting to get different. And with revenue sharing and all those things that are starting, we're all still kind of unsure what's going to happen in our sport and how it's going to impact all of that. But thankfully, we've been in a great place to not lose transfers. I think our culture here that Coach Booth has created is special, and players want to be here.
All right, last question. Feel free to have fun with it if you'd like. Jaysker. What are your thoughts on the term Jaysker?
Hey, we'll take all the Jays fans we can get. if they want to root for more teams, that's perfect. You know, they can pull for Nebraska football and pull for us. And again, I think what's special about Nebraska is they pull for us. They, like, we were joking that, you know, if we got sent to Nebraska's regional, like, we'd get a ton of fans for our first match. So obviously they're going to root for Nebraska if we played them, but you know, if we were playing a neutral team, like, they'd all be pulling for us. And that's what's special about Nebraska. Even if they're fans of theirs or fans of ours, like, we want our state to be great, and we'll take all the fans we can get, and we know that they're rooting for us to beat Texas.
All right. Well, everybody's rooting for you to beat Texas. I don't care who it is. That's my personal opinion. But good luck against Texas, and appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Absolutely. Have a good one.
All right. Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bomb.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.